You may not know who is speaking on your TV or singing on your video, or in the case of commentator Andrew Raskin, who is compiling your CDs.
A few years back, I caught a ride with my friend Kelly. As she drove, Kelly sang along on Brown Eyed Girl, which blared from her CD player. But you can imagine my surprise when the next thing I heard was this.
What goes up must come down.
The Blood, Sweat, and Tears horn section told me we weren't listening to a Van Morrison CD. But I didn't think Kelly was geeky enough to burn her own. Are you buying compilations, I asked?
Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin.
Kelly reached into her glove compartment and handed me a jewel case. The CD was entitled Pottery Barn Summer in the City, and printed along the top was the Pottery Barn logo. Also in Kelly's glove compartment were Banana Republic Road Trip, Pottery Barn Sounds of Soul, and Swingin' Holiday, a collection of big band Christmas songs distributed by Lane Bryant. After that, Kelly and I made a tradition of giving each other music branded by America's otherwise unmusical retailers. That Christmas, I bought her Neiman Marcus La Musique, 10 jazzy jingles sung by or about French people. In return for her Halloween choice, Old Navy's haunted hits with spooky sound effects. Kelly raised the stakes by showing up on my birthday with Eddie Bauer Legends of Soul, and I was at a loss for a comeback until my next oil change, when I discovered Jiffy Lube's Romantic Moments in the waiting room. Kelly and I are just friends, but where else can she hear Eddie Money and Johnny Mathis back to back? The only downside is that I can't fully appreciate Sarah Vaughan singing Nice Work If You Can Get It, knowing I'm hearing it on Williams-Sonoma Dinner Is Served. A voice keeps getting in the way, even over the timbales on Pottery Barn Tropical Mix, The Essential Latin Party Grooves, you can hear it. The whispered wagers of a marketing team that's betting if your dinner guests like crimson tufted throw pillows, they'll dig Tito Puente too.
Andrew Raskin is a freelance writer and radio producer in San Francisco. A longer version of this essay will appear in the June issue of Business 2.0 magazine.